They put you out first to set the tempo, and it looks like you went out and had a great match this morning.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I usually like that first spot. I'm ready to go, just set the tone for the day. I mean, the European struggled a little bit today, but I mean, overall, I felt pretty good about my game, so I was just ready to go after the first hole. I birdied one, I mean, made a good par in two, and I was just rolling the whole day, so pretty confident about my game right now.
Well, everybody here is obviously a good player, but Lee McCoy, who you played, is obviously a good player. Tell us about going out and going against him and being able to get out rolling right away and have the lead that you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Lee a little bit. I know he's a really good player. He'll be playing a couple of PGA Tour events next couple of weeks. So, I mean, he's a great player. I played with him yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon. So I knew a little bit, and I just knew I got to start right at the first hole. And I can't give anything away, so I was just trying to fight and making pars and making birdies and play the way I should play match play.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what the key holes were for you today to build up the lead that you had.
Well, honestly, key hole was like the first hole, I think. So he hit it to 6 feet, and I hit it to a foot. So I was a tap in, and he missed that putt. And then another key hole was maybe 11, because I was 3 down after 9, and then I lost 10, and I was able to win 11 right away, so I basically didn't give anything back. So winning, I think, 1 and 11 was pretty key for me.
Then you end up winning your match, and I'm sure that by that point you turn around and you look at the scoreboard, and are you like, uh-oh, it's not going so well for us?
Yeah, well, when I finished my match, we played very fast. It was still early in the day, so I was like, okay, maybe the guys will turn it around, but I mean, they struggled a little bit. Americans played pretty well; they made a lot of putts. So I mean, it's gonna be tough tomorrow. But I think we know what we have to do. We have to win eight out of ten matches and get after it right away.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? I mean, is it all just one hole at a time, or how's the mindset when you got to make up that many points?
Well, the mindset is, we talk with the captain a little bit. The mindset is, we're gonna try to put all the best players, or at least the players who feel very confident about their game, up first. So, because I mean, if we lose the first three matches early, it's basically over. So we try to get as many points as we can up first, and then just like let it go. And I mean, play confident golf. You know, just like play confident golf, not scared, and play smart golf also. Because you can get around here with stupid golf. So just go for the pins, but still strong side yourself, and just play smart golf and get after it right away.
Finally, it seemed like there was a nice amount of people out following the matches. Did you find any U of I alums to cheer you on today?
Oh, yeah. I was in touch. I mean, a lot of U of I alumni were very excited to watch me play yesterday and today, and they might come here tomorrow as well. So that was good to see them, and they were for sure cheering for me. That was good.
Awesome.
Well, obviously a hard-fought match for you, and like these matches do sometimes, it comes all the way down to the last putt. Take us through that last hole and being able to pull that one out.
Yeah, it was nice. I was fortunate to win 17 there and get the match to all square, and then 18's a hole I felt comfortable on, even though I haven't played it in the tournament. Felt good in the practice round, and hit a kind of average drive out there in the fairway, just wasn't very long, and then had 280 in, had a really good 3-wood that got up into the front bunker. Caught kind of a average lie and just left it to about 12, 15, no, probably 12 feet, and then made a good stroke there and was able to obviously win the match.
Mm-hmm. So when you get up on the green and you realize he's outside and you're like, well, at least I got a chance here, and then, of course, you know, obviously he missed his, and so you're like, well, let's go for it.
I just knew at that point, obviously, though, if I made my putt, the worst I could do is half, so I was just focused on mine. And obviously, he missed his putt, which gave me an opportunity to win the match and couldn't come back to. So that was nice.
But your match went kind of back and forth a little bit today, didn't it?
Yeah. Matias is a great player. He's really consistent, really steady. He does everything really well from tee to green. He hits it great. Has a really solid iron game, and his short game is solid too. So obviously, I knew it was going to be a very difficult match to beat him because he's so consistent and solid. And fortunately, I hit some quality shots at the right times.
So then when you came in at the end and you realized that, you know, I guess after you were done then, you know, what you salvaging that point in a couple other matches where your guys managed to get a half or win on the last hole, it really made a big difference today.
Yeah, I know that we have a lot of guys that really care about what we're doing here and have prepared extremely well. So I have all the faith in the world in my teammates, and I knew that they were going to go out and play hard, and that's all you can really ask. And obviously, it was fortunate to get 7.5 points today. And I think we have a really sizable lead going into tomorrow, but that does not change our mindset at all. I think every single person's going to go out and try and win their match.
What would it mean if you guys are able to get those last 3.5 needed points and be able to hoist the Palmer Cup tomorrow night?
I don't really know. I've never been in this situation before, so obviously it's going to be very special, but I'm just going to focus on my match, and I know that every one of my teammates is going to prepare tonight and tomorrow morning and be just as ready as they were today to play.
Do you like playing towards the bottom? You and Maverick have been pretty much out at the end so far. Do you expect to be there tomorrow, or based on their situation, they may try to sort of front-load things up front with their guys that are playing a little better?
To be honest, I have no idea where I'm playing tomorrow. I just go where Coach Hepler tells me to go. Today was nice. I got to sleep in a little bit. So, I just do whatever he tells us.
With Maverick, and tell us what it was like for you to get out there today and sort of anchor the team at the end and be able to come away with a full point for your squad.
Well, for one, it was nice to sleep in a little bit, but I got off to a good start. I was 3 up through 8 after losing the first hole and held together. Pep played some good golf coming down the stretch, but I was able to hold him off and was happy to finish the match on 17.
Now, in talking to Bo, I didn't get a chance to see the whole golf course. I didn't realize there wasn't really any leaderboard, so you didn't know how the rest of the team was doing. So when you wrapped up, was it a pretty pleasant surprise to see that the U.S. had had such a good day?
Well, going off last, there was already a good amount of red on the leaderboard when I checked heading to the first tee, and then I saw the coaches out there a little bit, and they gave me a couple thumbs up, so I knew we must have been playing well, but it was good. It is very nice to get off the course today, knowing we only need 2 of those tomorrow to win the thing. So, and I'm going off closer to the morning too, so hopefully I can get out there, post a point, and see if we can end this thing early.
Well, it sounded like the European team, based on the position they're in, was going to try to front load with some of their guys that are playing a little bit better, so you may not get to sleep in too much tomorrow.
That's just fine with me. I won't have any trouble falling asleep early tonight, but yeah, I'm excited to get out there and test my game against the best they have to offer, so I'm excited.
I know you said you were, I think, 3 up through 8. What were those first couple of early holes that really got you that lead?
Well, I hit a bad tee ball off the first and made bogey there and lost that hole, but made a good up and down for birdie on the second, stuffed it close on 3, stuffed it close again on 4, stuffed it close on 5, and then a close call for birdie on 6, good par on 7, birdied 8. And so it was just a good start for me. I was hitting it really close, and a couple of those birdie putts I didn't even have to putt. But, yeah, I was just really happy I started hitting it well, and the putter was working today.
I know there's still some work to be done, but any thoughts about if you guys can get those last, I believe, 3.5 needed points, so what it might be like to hoist that Palmer Cup tomorrow night?
It'd be pretty exciting. So, but, yeah, I just want to get out there and take it one shot at a time. And like you said, it'd be pretty fun if we end up winning. So. Hopefully, and start with winning my match. That's all I can control, and I will see where it goes.
Did you have any chance to talk to Arnold Palmer the other night, and did he offer any words of advice to you guys?
I did talk to him a little bit. He was pretty busy. He's always very open and accepting and helping people, taking pictures of them, signing stuff. But it was great to meet him and just see the presence he had about him and to learn a little bit more about the legacy he's left in the game. It's really cool.
Finally, if you could, I was talking to some of the guys about this the other day. Tell me a little bit about your summer schedule. Are you in the U.S. Open, or are you trying to qualify for certain things? And will we see you back here for the Western Amateur or the U.S. Amateur at Olympia Fields?
Unfortunately, I didn't qualify for the Open this year, but I'm going to go home and take 2 weeks off. 2 weeks at home will be the longest I've spent at home since I started school, I think. So that'll be nice. And then I got a spot at the PGA Tour Greenbrier, a spot at the PGA Tour Barbasol. I'll play those two. Then the Pacific Coast Am, the U.S. Am at Olympia Fields, and then hopefully the Walker Cup at the end of the summer. So
sounds like a full schedule.
Yeah, can't complain. It's going to be a pretty fun summer.